It's the Kix Morning Crew, Sean and Dave. Good morning, everybody. We've got a very special guest on the line. You might know him as John Boy. It's Richard Thomas, actor, star of TV, stage, screen. Richard, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's great to be there with you.
Here in some way, shape, or form, which is really kind of the way things have been ever since COVID struck. Is any way you can be, quote unquote, here is a good thing.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I've been looking at myself in a little square on my screen for a year
now.
And everybody's cut off at the neck now. It's really weird.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be weird seeing people's torsos pretty soon.
I know, not to mention faces.
Right.
There are people I've met in the last year for the first time, and I have only half of an idea about how they look. I can't wait to see the whole person.
Exactly. It's almost like the online dating thing before COVID hit. It's like, oh, well, I only see them from the neck up. I wonder what they're really going to be like when I see them in person.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, sorry.
Now, I was looking at your IMDb because, I mean, a lot of people know you from The Waltons. A lot of people know you from The Americans. You definitely keep busy. I mean, your IMDb is pretty lengthy.
I know. It goes on. Well, you know, you got to keep doing this. When you have those skills, you got to keep doing the same thing.
And even with COVID, you've been keeping busy.
I have been. I made a Netflix picture that will be coming out in the next few months with Sandra Bullock. And I did this miniseries that was just aired on Amazon called Tell Me Your Secrets on Prime. And I got a series I'm doing for Netflix that I'm in the middle of shooting now, and that's going to be exciting. So I'm a theater actor, too, in a big way, and the theater community has been shut down. And so those people have really been suffering. But those of us who are lucky enough to work in front of the camera as well, we've been able to keep going.
And that's not the only thing that's been keeping you busy, as the fact that we've got you on the line here. There's a local impact here for us with you.
Well, yes, and I am very excited about it and really excited to be talking about it. You know, I'm going to be coming down there to see you all soon because, you know, I'm now a member of Ambassador Healthcare, which, as you probably know, right, it's an acute nursing facility in Centerville. And I've been down there and visited in the past. And I'm so excited that they've asked me to come on and be a member. And it's a big deal for me. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll be down there, you know, be coming down there to visit again soon. And this is a good way for me to feel like I'm helping out in some possible way with folks. And it's very exciting for me.
Well, this is some of the biggest news that's come to our local area in quite some time. How did this partnership come to be?
You know, it came to be because because of my friend Doug Cook and his family. I have a long-standing relationship of like over 20 years with Doug Cook, who's the managing partner at Ambassador. And he and his family, they're just wonderful people. I've known them for a long, long time. I've been down there to visit and, you know, have a nice feeling about it down there. And Doug is, I mean, he's a wonderful guy. And he's got a real commitment to this place. And we've talked about it over the years. And he's explained to me the things he wants to do and how he wants to make it even better. It's already got a 5-star rating, but, you know, for him, that's not enough. It's got to be 5-star plus. So, you know, we've talked about it a lot, and I just have a lot of faith in his integrity and his desire to make it the best place in the state. So, you know, when he invited me to jump on board with him, I thought it was exciting, very exciting for me.
Well, it's really exciting to hear that you are partnering up with them. So now we can add another title to your name. You've got a TV actor, movie actor, a stage star, business partner, philanthropist. I mean, have I left anything out?
That's enough.
Do you water ski? Is there anything else we can throw in there?
No, I can't water ski.
That's something you can pick up before the pandemic actually completely wraps up. Richard Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. It's been our pleasure.
Well, guys, thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it, and stay well.
You too.
Okay.